నిలబడి విగ్రహాల పేర్లు భగవద్గీత చాప్టర్ 4 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 13 చాతుర్వర్ణం మయా సృష్టం గుణకర్మ విభాగత తస్య కర్తారమపి మాం విద్య కర్తారమ వ్యయం. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్: అకార్డింగ్ టు 3 మోడ్స్ ఆఫ్ మెటీరియల్ నేచర్ and the work associated with them, the 4 divisions of human society are created by me, and although I am the creator of the system, you should know that I am yet the non-doer, being unchangeable. According to 3 modes of material nature and the work associated with them, the 4 divisions of human society are created by me, and although I am the creator of this system, you should know that I am not the doer, being unchangeable. Purport: the Lord is the creator of everything. Everything is born of Him. Everything is sustained by Him. Everything after annihilation rests in Him. He is therefore the creator of 4 divisions of the social order, beginning with intelligent class of men, technically called Brahmins, due to their being situated in the mode of goodness. Next is the administrative class, technically called Kshatriyas, due to their being situated in the mode of passion. The mercantile men, called the Vaishyas, are situated in the mixed modes of passion and ignorance, and the Sudras or labor class are situated in the ignorant mode of material nature. In spite of his creating 4 divisions of human society, Lord Krishna does not belong to any of these divisions, because he is not one of the conditioned souls, a section of whom form human society. Human society is similar to any other animal society, but to elevate man from animal status, the above mentioned divisions are created by the Lord for the systematic development of Krishna consciousness. The tendency of a particular man towards work is determined by the modes of material nature which he has acquired. Such symptoms of life, according to the different modes of material nature, are described in the 18th chapter of this book. A person in Krishna consciousness, however, is above even Brahmins. All the Brahmins by quality are supposed to know about Brahman, the Supreme Absolute Truth. Most of them approach only the impersonal Brahman manifestation of Lord Krishna. But a man who transcends the limited knowledge of Brahman and reaches the knowledge of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, becomes a person in Krishna consciousness, or in other words, a Vaishnava. Krishna consciousness includes knowledge of all different plenary expansions of Krishna, namely Rama, Narasimha, Varaha. And as Krishna is transcendental to the system of 4 divisions of human society, A person in Krishna consciousness is also transcendental to all divisions of human society. Whether we consider the divisions of the community, nation or species. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Tadamayam Dadati Swapadantakam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktarunda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare So, in this sloka, the fourth chapter, it is mentioned here that not all human beings are equal. On a bodily level, not all human beings are equal. Although the man-made constitution, it says that every citizen of the country whether he is the Prime Minister, an ordinary man, they are all equally citizens of India. They are Indians. So they have equal rights. But qualification, we cannot say everyone is, as is, although all Indians have the same rights in India, but according to qualification, they are all not equal. Suppose there is a doctor vacancy, any Indian can apply, but with qualification. I am Indian, so I can be a doctor. That is all right. But you have to be a medically qualified man also. So similarly, on a bodily plane, we are not all equal. Because somebody has no education, and somebody is an intellectual, somebody is a good statesman. So everybody doesn't fit into every job. Every person fits into some job. It's not suppose you are good in medical knowledge. And you may not know anything about engineering subject. Or you may not know anything about astrology. Or you may not know anything about spiritual knowledge, big PhD, but no idea about self-knowledge. So in this sloka, Krishna is saying that nowadays people are classified into many, many classes. Like for example, people say, I'm an accountant, I'm a banker, I'm an architect, I'm a Sanskrit professor, I'm an athlete. People say, I'm a sportsman, I'm a film star, I'm a politician. So people have many, many. But Krishna is basically putting everybody in one of the four classes. Although nowadays nobody knows Nobody knows actually who is better, we should know that, because whom you have to follow. So we all want to follow somebody in life. Nowadays, foolishly, the people have no idea about spiritual life, they have no idea about happiness, they have no idea about freedom. Freedom from suffering or freedom from cycle of birth and death. No idea. So people don't know which way to go. So everybody will say, one person will say, I want to be a bus conductor. Or somebody will say, I want to be a driver. Or somebody will say, I want to be an engineer. So people, they choose. But none of them, they know. Suppose you are an engineer. So what, with your engineering career, can you become free from cycle of birth and death? You cannot go to Yamaraj and say, I am a very good engineer, so kindly don't send me to hell. Because as an engineer, you have created many sports stadiums, misleading public. As an engineer, you have created many slaughterhouses. And you have built many clubs, cinema halls. And the people thought he is a very good designer. A good architect. In this world he is a big name, but he will be directly taken to Yamaraj. So I am a very famous man on earth. Why am I here before these very cruel people, the Yamadutas? Because you have misused your qualification. So an architect can build a temple. What is your qualification? Huh? No. What is your occupation? What service?
Registration.
In courts. Court. Where do you stay? Here and you have come here before? Have you come here before? First time? Second time. Okay. Did you get to read any book from here? What do you think about ISKCON? It's a disciplined organization or money-making organization? What do you think? Huh? It's a disciplined organization. Here we follow many rules and regulations. Everyone staying here has to get up by 3:30, 3:45. And everyone staying here, they should have knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. And everyone staying here, they should not take tea, coffee, meat, fish, eggs. They cannot watch cinemas. It is spiritual life. Find happiness within you. That means we are convinced that you cannot find happiness outside. What do you think? You think you will find happiness in the outside world? Are you married? Are you married or not? Why did you marry? Because you want to become happy. Huh? Why do people marry? Why do people marry? Huh? They want some company. Man is attracted to woman, woman is attracted to man, and you think you will be happy. But have you become happy after marriage? Are only problems and responsibilities and differences of opinion and the children's burden. Before marriage you are happy or after marriage you are happy? Honestly you tell. See? So now, that's what Bernard Shaw said. Bernard Shaw is a great English writer, very famous writer, Bernard Shaw. He has written many books. He said about marriage, people who are not married, they are very, very eager to get married. But people who are married, they are thinking, why did I marry? So, unmarried people, until they are married, they are not satisfied. And married people, soon after marriage. I attended one Radha Yatra in Belgaum. I'm a nice politician. He made everybody laugh by telling some nice thing. He said, if you want to be happy for 1 hour, you drink. If you want to be happy for 1 year, you marry. And if you want to be happy in all your life, then you worship Govinda. He says, that guy is a politician, not a devotee. If you drink and eat and all that, you will have a few hours. Then if you are married, it's a new marriage. Like this, after that all problems will begin. So he says, less intelligent people, they try to drink and eat, but only for a little time. Then after that it's no more. In marriage life, some love and affection, this and that. And after that you start finding problems. But if you want to be happy all your life, just be with God. So be with sense enjoyment, be with woman, or be with God. So intelligent choice, if you are with God, all your life you can be peaceful and happy. Let's say finally, when people become mature, experienced, just like you are married, I said, I cannot become happy this way. No, you are searching for something real. When you don't have knowledge or experience, you thought, but now your experience in life, you know, this is not the way to real happiness. Now you are searching for something spiritual. And then once you come to Krishna, then you will never leave him. Because when you are doing Krishna bhakti, the soul will become very satisfied. The soul will become very joyful. Let's say, devotees always want to preach. You have nothing to preach. Suppose you go to some place, what do you have to say? You don't know. But devotees, wherever they go, they try to preach about spirituality. Kindly, you worship like that. Kindly, you understand like that. Kindly, you chant Hare Krishna and see what happens. So, every human being is looking for eternal happiness. Eternal happiness. And this eternal happiness is spiritual life. So anyway, we are saying that God has made only four classes. all these engineers, architects, designers, this, that, hundreds and hundreds of professions nowadays. But you don't hear this kind of thing in Vedic time. In Vedic time, there are only four classes. Sudra class, and Vaishya class, and Kshatriya class, and Brahmin class. So whether he is a singer, whether he is an actor, whether he is an architect, they all come under Sudra class. Sudra class means they know only this body and this world. Nothing about God, nothing about soul. They don't know, like all the people of the world. Everybody is talking about many things, but not about soul, not about God. You meet anybody in the world, read newspapers, see TV, everybody is talking about something for the body, something about the world. But nobody is talking about soul or God. That means they are all only on bodily platform. They have not developed their life, like animals are bodily platform. So Krishna is saying here that people are into four classes. And what is the basis? It's according to nature, according to their swabhav. So people may be very discriminative, vichakshana. And people may be they want to know what is good, what is bad, what is sin, what is pious, what is eternal, what is temporary. Always, whenever, it's like devotees. Devotees, whenever they have to decide. So why these people are sitting here? Why they are not sitting before the TV? Why they have not gone to cinema hall? Why they have not gone to clubs or something, sports? Why did not? That they have that discrimination. What is the best way to spend our time? But ordinary people, they're whimsical. I like sports, I want to spend my time there. I like movies, I want to spend my time there. Whether movies can make him or her happy or not, they are not going so deep. Momentarily, their mind is attractive and they are doing it. But intelligent people, all right, I see movies. What will I get in the end? Some small entertainment and wasting time, wasting money, and spoiling your career. Because this time, instead of entertainment, if you read your subject, suppose you are a mathematics man, and you spend more time in mathematics, you can improve your qualification. But you are a mathematics man, but you watch TV or sports and cinemas and like that. That is not going to make you a better qualified person, because it's only cheap entertainment. So, according to this sloka, everybody who is on bodily platform, they all come under Sudra class. Sudra class means how to have sense gratification, how to give pleasure to the tongue, how to give pleasure to the ears, how to give pleasure to the eyes, how to give pleasure to the skin. They are not bothered about anything else. And what are the consequences later? What about next birth? Not concerned. Nowadays, people say, who knows what after birth, after death? Why should I waste thinking about that? Whatever happens after death, let it, take care. I want to enjoy my life. These are called Sudra class. All artists, all laborers, they all come under Sudra class, because they only want sense gratification, mode of ignorance. And then there is the next class called Vaishya class. Vaishya class means they're better than. They want to make more money, they want to have more properties, They want to do business and develop their things, but nothing about spiritual life. Others are simply drinking, smoking, eating meat, and engaging in sex life. Nothing special. That is a sudra. And then more than sudra is a businessman. He at least is making money, doing things, this, that, but no intelligence, him also. And the third class is, next class is kshatriya. Kshatriya means they are some responsibility. I want to fight injustice, anyaya. I want to fight injustice and I want to make some law and order in the society. I want to make society run smoothly. And then the first class people are Brahmins. Brahmins means they know I have to maintain my body, at the same time I have to spend my life to realize God, both. Nowadays nobody has any what you call dharma. Dharma means in this world you need two things. One is bodily needs. You need a house, roti, kapda, makan. You need something to eat, and you need something to clothe your body, and then you need some house to stay. Where will you stay? So this is one side of life. On the other side, you have to think, I am staying in a house, I am eating all right, and I have my necessities in life, but what is my aim in life? What is my goal in life? Am I planning? Am I preparing for death? Is there God? And can I get everlasting happiness? Now we are getting in the world only temporary happiness, little happiness, not continuous. So, these four classes, Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Sudras. And this is based on your nature. Suppose I am having spiritual knowledge and I understand God, but I am working as a clerk in an office. So you have spiritual knowledge and you know about God, but you are spending your time working as a clerk in the office. So will you be called a Sudra or a Brahmin? Such a person, so what will be called? He is interested in God and he knows about the soul and body, but he is working in office as a clerk. Is he Sudra or Brahmin? Huh? Yes, Brahmin. That means he is wasting his time. He is a Brahmin, he can do better things. He is simply working as a clerk. He can do better things, he can educate people like this. But just wasting his time working in an office, clerk. On the other hand, there may be a pujari. There may be a pujari in the temple like us. He's a pujari and he's wearing a tilak and all these things. And he's doing puja and taking money. And then he has purchased a TV in the house. And he's asking his wife to cook onion, garlic and all that. For the public, he's a pujari. But according to the qualification, you have to call him a Brahmin or a Sudra. He's a Sudra, but he's working in a temple. So that means you should have this knowledge, what Krishna is saying. How to recognize a Sudra, how to recognize a Brahmin by their nature and by their qualification and things like that. So ultimately, this world is a place of suffering. You may make crores. If today Atal Bihari Vajpayee is given Bharat Ratna, it's there in the newspaper, Bharat Ratna. But that guy, he cannot understand that he got Bharat because he is so old and his mind is affected with the disease, Alzheimer's disease. Vajpayee cannot understand anything now. Let's say he doesn't come out, he cannot make any statement. Mind, because he was drinking too much, and although he did not marry, he had relation with many women in life. So, that means only in name, but so the mind is finished. So now everybody is saying, on the birthday of Vajpayee, we announce this day as Good Governance Day, they are saying. But himself, he has badly governed his life, badly managed his life. It's very shameful. You know? He has got Bharat Ratna. And you go and tell him you got Bharat Ratna. What is that? Yeah, you cannot understand anything now. His mind is finished. But if you are really a great man and you have practiced Brahmacharya and you have worshipped God, and he lived a disciplined life. And he may be old like Prabhupada. He was a very old man, but very sharp. Because everybody will become old. But you abuse your body. You misuse your body and you become old man. So you cannot have any respect because you don't have any good behavior. But if you become old man with good discipline, good devotion, even as an old man, you can speak very meaningful things. Not that you are having a mental problem and things like that. If you don't live a natural life, controlling sex and all that, naturally your mind will be finished. But nowadays, doctors, everybody, nobody teaches you these things. People say, it's all right, everything is okay, go on. But when poor people in the old age, they are suffering so much, believing that the doctors are all right. So, doctors, they only have MBBS and MD and like that. But they don't have spiritual knowledge. They don't know the law of God. So, they are saying eating egg is all right. And, you know, practicing family planning is all right. But if your mind becomes weak, why did you become weak? Doctor doesn't know. He only knows how to make money from you. He cannot really help you, because he doesn't know knowledge himself. So here, basically, human beings, we are in four categories, and the idea is that we should all move towards God. Before death comes, before old age comes, and you become bedridden, quickly you should make good out of your life. Because if you don't attain God, at the end of this life, you'll have to take birth again because your desires in the world, you come back. But if you develop your love for God, and while dying, if you can say Hare Krishna. Suppose while dying you love your wife. What will you say when you are dying? My dear Nirmala, where are you? Please come. Because you are attached to her for 40 years, 50 years. Suppose you are attached to your son. His son is in America. No, before I die, I want to see my son, Srinivas. Where is he? Please call him. And this guy is going to die. And because he is too attached to his son. So our scriptures say, in this world where we die, we should not become attached to temporary things. We should become attached to God. That way you can live a balanced life. Suppose you are dying, you cannot stop. Suppose your son is dying, can you stop him? No. You cannot stop whatever is happening. But what we can do, we can shift. We can transfer our bogus attachments, foolish attachments to God, real attachment. That way, like we are also living together, but for God realization, not bodily attachments or bodily relationships. keep Krishna in the center and we all stay nicely together and serve God. Outside world, husband is living for wife, wife is living for husband, and one of them dies, and you are a lost person, you are a broken-hearted man. Because you thought you are going to live with your wife forever, but that is not possible. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki.